Reading from Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. That was Psalm 34, verse 8. Reading from Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That was Psalm 37, verse 4.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, June 5th, 2023. And you may say to yourself, who is that new voice? I've never heard him before. That's our new trainee. I'm excited to introduce you to Elijah Eastvold. And I have so many stories to share about him, but we're going to save it for tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. He'll be my special guest, but he's behind the controls today. He's filling in some of what I usually do. I'm standing up over here to the right, and he's holding the control board. He's doing the knobs, and he's keeping track of the levels and such. But he's our brand new trainee, and I have some stories to tell. So I hope you can join us again tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But today, I have Levi Vincent back. You might have remembered him from a few weeks ago, his heart for evangelism, his love for God's word, his joy in the Lord. And he was a part of the Billy Sunday gathering a week or so ago. And I wanted to have him in to talk about how he saw God at work during that special event, because he really saw it unifying different churches and people. And he was really blessed by it. So I want to first ask him how he saw God at work, but also introduce you to the pollinator concepts, how we can be effectively used of God, like bees, how bees pollinate and how they go around and are so helpful with the ecosystem. Well, because Levi is an evangelist, a street evangelist, and has the ministry Levi Vincent Ministries, we're going to talk about some tips, some techniques, some tools, some methods, some means, some ways that you'll want to get out and share Jesus. Because if you've been saved, if you've been redeemed, then you should naturally want to share that with others. So he's kind of an expert at it. And so you can find out more at levivincent.org, levivincent.org, or Facebook, Levi Vincent Ministries. And so, Levi, thank you for coming back. And so let's begin with your impressions of the Billy Sunday gathering, because you love people coming to know the Lord. And Billy Sunday was all about evangelism and reaching people. So what were some of your impressions, or a quick recap before we talk about being pollinators for the Lord?
Yeah, the Billy Sunday revival, what a great opportunity for the body of Christ to come together and celebrate revival in Springfield. It was just a really cool idea to get the churches together and build up the body of Christ and celebrate 115 years ago revival right here in Springfield. Answered prayers. We heard the prayer that was prayed by Billy Sunday that day. And there was a band that was playing from right here in town with Pastor C.C. Doss, and they had a choir, and the music was awesome.
And I think the choir was representative of a number of different churches. They all came together, and Pastor C.C. Doss put them together, and it was encouraging and community. It represented different denominations and people from different walks of life.
Yes, yes. There was an atmosphere of freedom in the place, and they really brought the worship to another level where people were encouraged to just worship without any inhibition. And I really enjoyed that part of the day. And seeing all the churches and all the familiar faces that you don't always get to see at events, everybody coming together was really a pleasure.
Yeah, I look forward to this Wednesday. I'm going to have Kevin Slott, and he was one of the organizers and visionaries behind bringing this Billy Sunday impersonator. In fact, I interviewed the gentleman, and so that was great. But Kevin has some vision for the future, and I know a number of the churches are working towards an evangelistic outreach in 2024. So on Wednesday, we'll talk a little more about that and how God met the people here in Springfield and how everyone hopes that he'll show up in new ways in 2024. But one of the things about your ministry and what I appreciate about you is your heart for evangelism, helping the hurting know that there is hope. There's a reason behind their existence. that there's a God who loves and cares about them. And so talk a little bit about Levi Vinson Ministries, your goals and your passion.
Thank you so much. 10 years ago, I started Levi Vinson Ministries as a way to unify churches and to equip the local churches for evangelism. So I wanted to share ways to get out and have Spirit-led evangelism. One of the tools we use is something called a supernatural treasure hunt, where we ask God to show us where to go and lead us, and we'll write down the first thing that comes to our mind of where to go, and we'll compare notes, and we'll go to Dollar Tree, we'll go to County Market, we'll go to the mall, and we'll share the gospel. And so I am really excited about letting the local church know that it doesn't have to be hard, and it can actually be really fun to get out there and spread the good news.
And you do that with high school groups, youth groups, college groups. Actually, any age can be a part of these gatherings. And you were telling the story some weeks ago to me about you get your group together and you say, hey, let's just begin praying. Let's begin asking God where he wants us to show up. But then some might even get more specific. I think it's a man. He might have cowboy boots on or a black shirt. And then don't you know you're in the Dollar Tree and you're like, well, I don't see. Oh, wow, there's a guy. He has cowboy boots on, a black shirt. Maybe we're supposed to. And then you'll approach him and say, can we pray for you? Or so talk a little bit about that. It's not like rocket science. It's asking God to create some opportunities or to lead you towards where he wants you to be. And then things just present themselves.
Yes, if you keep your eyes open, God is constantly doing things, opening up doors. We have countless testimonies of we written down Harley Davidson jacket at Dollar General. We go into Dollar General. The only person in there is wearing a Harley Davidson jacket. And we say, can we pray for you? And sure enough, they were going through a situation. They needed prayer. One time in South Dakota or North Dakota, I was doing a trip and I'd wrote down white clouds as one of my clues of, I don't know, but I feel like God's leading me to white clouds. And we go into a gift shop and I say, does white clouds mean anything? And they say, well, yeah, that's the name of our white buffalo right here on the grounds. Mm. We have a albino buffalo and it's like one of their mascots named White Clouds. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm in the right place. Can I tell you about Jesus? So I love to encourage people to get out. We'll take out teams, and I'd love to come and share these tools with local churches and do a training, do an outreach, and let people experience, wow, God does really speak to me. I do hear his voice, and that is just really the exciting part about it, is it's not only do we share good news with others, but we get encouraged and press in for a closer relationship with God, wanting to hear his voice. And it's just so much fun, and I want to share it with everybody.
Mm-hmm. You can find out more at levivincent.org, Levi, L-E-V-I, Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T.org. And in fact, Levi, I haven't sent you my official proposal yet or my introductory email letter, but I wanted you to come in July with our Ministry Leaders Network luncheon and teach these pastors and ministry leaders some of the tips, the tools, the techniques that you use, that you can come and show up and take their youth group out or their senior group out or equip their elders and deacons to also do this kind of work, and how easy it really can be once they get over the mystique of like, well, what's it going to be like? How's it going to happen? You just say, it's very easy. You pray about it. You hear some things that you say. You approach people with kindness. And we're going to have you walk through what it's like being a pollinator, but you can find out more at levivincent.org. And also for the pastors and ministry leaders, this will be our first Thursday in July. Levi will be our guest speaker, and he'll come in and share some of these things about being a pollinator and how to reach your community for Christ or how to equip your church to be effective in evangelism. So is there anything else you want to say about Levi Vincent Ministry? Because you do more than just street evangelism. You like to do teaching. You do some pulpit preaching, and you fill pulpits if some church is saying we need somebody to come in and energize our congregation on evangelism.
Yes, we do music ministry down at the missions and at the shelters. We serve meals at the shelters. We host an annual banquet of honor where we take the people that we've met throughout the year and invite them to a steak dinner, a free steak dinner called the Banquet of Honor. And recently, we've been developing a youth choir / band, and we're raising money to get some equipment, get a drum set and a sound system. And the goal is to raise up a next generation of worshipers and share revival all over this city.
And one unique thing about Levi Vincent Ministries is that you're affiliated with a church, but you're your own independent ministry that goes out and raises funds and does the work of the church or equips the church or partners with the church. So talk a little bit about how your funding is and how it works, that what you do is kind of independent. It's specialized ministry.
Yes. I love the local church, and I really believe in submitting to authority and having leadership, strong leadership and accountability. And so I wanted my ministry to have a strong connection to a local church. Destiny Church is my umbrella that I run my ministry under. If people want to support Levi Vincent Ministries, they can give to Destiny Church and write Levi Vincent Ministries in the memo. And that is how my ministry is operating right now, basically like a missionary to the region, supported under the umbrella of Destiny Church at destiny217.org. But I do have my website, and the link directs them to that place to give.
And that's levivincent.org, levivincent.org. And if you're tuned in to today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Monday edition, and you missed a portion of the broadcast, or you want to hear it again, or paste it and send it on to your friend, or maybe the mission board or church leaders, stop by greatnewsradio.org, also wluj.org, and click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you can listen to the program anytime. And if you're liking the sound quality of today's program, credit goes to our new intern. He's smiling over to my left. He's behind the control board. This is the first time that Elijah Eastvold is helping out. We're going to have him say more tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends when I get to tell you some of the background story and how God has raised him up. But this is his first day in the studio working with the staff, and I have a commitment to train him in the coming weeks and months, and who knows, maybe the Lord will have him work with us for years ahead. But he's homeschooled, and he's a great guy with the Eastvold last name. I knew he came from a great heritage, and I'll tell you a little story about his dad and his granddad tomorrow. But thank you, Elijah, for assisting us. Let's get your voice one more time. What do you want to say to the listeners? Are you a little nervous your first day on the air? Okay, you're putting up your hand, so you're going to save it all for tomorrow. All right, we'll have Elijah on tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But Levi, you wrote some interesting blogs that I've been following, and one was about being a pollinator. Now, some of our listeners might be familiar with bees and the unique role they have, but talk about the bee, and then talk about being yourself, believing in yourself, being kind, and being real.
God gave me a word recently that I'm pollinating Springfield with the gospel. Hmm. And so I've been looking into that, and I found out that bees are one of the main pollinators, but bees unintentionally pollinate. And I was thinking of my ministry and how, and even in my own life, the more I've received from God, the more I'm able to give away. And I like to teach that we drink God in, drink His Spirit, and then we leak God out everywhere we go. And I think about bees, they go and they collect nectar, they eat pollen, and they bring it back for food for themselves. they're unintentionally pollinating. They don't even mean to, but they're doing a great job at it. And I think the more we receive God's love, the more we drink Him in, the more we just feast on His love and experience Him, the more testimony we're going to be able to share of the goodness of God. And so that is really encouraging to me. And I was like, well, you can be yourself. Just be yourself, and you're going to unintentionally be shining God's glory and grace everywhere you go with a big smile on your face. The next one would be to believe in yourself.
I'm going to jump back to the...
Please do.
The being yourself. And you implied, and you said this to begin with, but being yourself means, as a faithful follower of Jesus, you've been in the Word that day, you've been close to the Lord, you've sought Him out, you've prayed to Him, you've been energized by Him, you've been equipped by Him for that day. So to be yourself, hopefully, is being in the Lord. Now, I'm speaking to those of you that are followers of Jesus, because some of you that haven't tasted the goodness of the Lord or come to the realization that you're sinners and need a Savior, I have a different message for you, and I hope you'll continue to be listening. But being yourself, if you're a follower of Jesus and you've recognized Him as Lord and Savior, there should be some energy in you. You should be like amazed that you've been saved, that you've been redeemed, that God loves you. And so by being yourself, you need to take that energy, that amazement, that encouragement to those around you. So when you're saying be yourself, you're assuming that because they've been in the Lord that morning, they've been reading His Word, they've been praying, they've feasted on Him, they're ready to go out into the world and be themselves, be that child of God.
Yes. If anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Mm-hmm. The old is gone, the new has come. And we bear the image of God when we're walking in the Spirit. And so, yeah, it's fun and it's liberating to know that God's going to use you even when you're not even trying to.
That was the best thing about the bees. The bees aren't going around saying, hey, I need to pollinate everything. They're just being themselves, like that's what you're saying, be yourselves. But because they've been around, well, the bee, if it's us, because we've been in the Word, we've been around the Lord, it's just going to affect people. They're going to see a difference. They're going to say, why is he happy? It's a discouraging world. Why is he encouraging today when everyone else is so discouraged? Because
right.
They've been with the Lord.
Right. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. He's not going to give you the desires of your wicked heart or fallen or separated heart, your sinful nature. Mm-hmm. He's going to give you the desires of the deep-seated spiritual desires that He put in you. And so the next key to being a pollinator was to believe in yourself, and that is to be intentional. Not only are we going to be ourselves, but we're going to go ahead and make some noise. And I found out that bees are keystone animals. A keystone species is an organism that helps to define an entire ecosystem. Without keystone species, the ecosystem would be dramatically different or cease to exist altogether. So without you believing in yourself and being intentional about what you're doing in your life and spreading the gospel, you're going to dramatically impact the world around you when you share the gospel. And without you doing that, without you sharing the hope, the world is dying.
Now, Levi, can I say this with an angry look on my face, or should I be shouting this from the street corners like, you need to come to Christ, or should we be kind? Talk about that.
Be kind. Be loving. Be humble. Be gentle. I like to put a smile on my face. Mm. And let people encounter the love of God. Because, you know, it's not just the words we're saying. God is a spirit, and I want people to encounter the Holy Spirit when they meet me, when they hear the good news. But on the flip coin, we don't want to just be nice people pleasers either. In this world, everything's supposed to be political correct these days, and people are not wanting to offend anybody. Niceness is being socially acceptable and fitting in with the crowd, where kindness is being loving, selfless, generous. So you can be Somebody can be nice and not be kind. Mm-hmm. Somebody can be nice and not be loving. It could be a face they put on. But you cannot be kind without being nice, without being loving and generous. So yeah, that's the difference.
And then finally, in our closing minute or two, it's important to be real. So talk a little bit about that, to be that pollinator, that person that's used of God, wherever they go, as they go.
Yeah, the be real aspect is the reality of the world we live in and realizing that the gospel is not a popular message to the flesh. It's offensive to our flesh, and the fact that we need to change our minds, change the way we think, is very offensive to the ways of the world. And the reality is that many people will not support the gospel. They will reject it. That's the reality, and Christians will be persecuted. Jesus said that you will be hated for sharing about me. And so the reality is that we got to go, we got to be intentional, we got a message of joy that the world needs to hear, but it's going to be rejected by many.
Mm-hmm. Find out more at Levi Vincent Ministries. You can stop by Facebook and type in Levi Vincent Ministries and become a Facebook friend, or find out more about his ministry specifically at levivincent.org, levivincent.org. There's different tabs, and you can find out more and some history and read about the pollinator, that you can be used of God in unique ways, in common ways, just by being yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe that God has called you to be his representative, his ambassador. Be kind. It's a hurting world, and if you're kind to people, they'll notice. And then just be real. Be practical. Be honest. Love on them. Yes, you have some hard things to say, because there is a heaven, but there is a hell. And we want them to go to heaven. We want them to know the Lord's love. So sometimes it means that tough love, saying hard things, but don't just be passive or don't water down the truth. Tell them the truth, but do it in love. Do it with kindness. Well, I hope you garnered or learned something new. And if you need a little refresher about being a pollinator, stop by levivincent.org. And if you have a small group, or if you want Levi to come to your church for a seminar or a session or a symposium or a workshop, he can do all these things to train your group, your youth group, large group, to be evangelists, to be pressing kingdom influence, power, and authority into the various projects you're working on. Find out more at levivincent.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Levi Vincent, and Elijah Eastbold with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.